Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
The dramatic-sounding score of the John Adams opera Nixon in China. Of all the American foreign policy epic adventures, perhaps that's the only one worthy of an opera, or the only one with enough convoluted and contradictory subplots to support an opera.
Although there are areas where we continue to have differences, I am confident that the U.S.-China relationship can continue to grow in a constructive way based on mutual respect and mutual interests.
That's President Obama speaking at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum, a collection of 21 countries from Chile to China. But it is the U.S. and China who matter most about whether there's any cooperation going on. The president was speaking there just after a meeting with his Chinese counterpart, Hu Jintao. The president will be engaged in these sorts of delicate negotiations for a full 9 days on his East Asian tour. Delicate, though, is not what you would call the opera chorus back home running for president.
Ronald Reagan said that Russia would end up on the ash heap of history, and he was right. Admit, I happen to think that the communist Chinese government will end up on the ash heap of history if they do not change their virtues.
Here's Texas Governor Rick Perry. Bit of a lecture from Mitt Romney at the candidate debate sponsored by CBS News and the National Journal over the weekend.
We need to make sure that we let them understand that in order for them to continue to have free and open access to the thing they want so badly, our markets, they have to play by the rules.
Maybe it's time for the lectures to stop, Romney eventually suggested. It's time for China to get some punishment for manipulating their currency.
We can't just sit back and let China run all over us. People say, well, you'll start a trade war. There's one going on right now, folks. They're stealing our jobs, and we're going to stand up to China.
Former U.S. ambassador to China, John Huntsman, was something of the peacemaker candidate among the Republicans.
Reality is a little different, as it usually is when you're on the ground. And I've tried to figure this out for 30 years of my career. First of all, I don't think, Mitt, you can take China to the WTO on currency-related issues. Second, I don't know that this country needs a trade war with China. Who does it hurt? Our small businesses in South Carolina, our exporters, our agriculture producers.
Michelle Bachmann here tried to get the foreign policy theme of the debate turned back to things she likes to talk about, like welfare programs in the USA.
The Great Society has not worked, and it's put us into the modern welfare state. If you look at China, they don't have food stamps. If you look at China, they're in a very different situation. They save for their own retirement security. They don't have AFDC. They don't have the modern welfare state. And China's growing. And so what I would do is look at the programs that LBJ gave us at the Great Society, and they'd be gone.
But the sense that China is doing great while the U.S. is not is hard to argue with. And statements like these from Governor Rick Perry can sound a little forced.
Listen, there are some people who have made the statement that the 21st century is going to be the century of China, and that, you know, we've had our time in the sunshine. I don't believe that.
A little forced, kind of like opera.